Be bold in your going to dare to be more than the world can see. Today on Growing Hope, we're finding the ways to see and to know the plan God has for your life.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together for a few minutes each day to build up lives of bold possibility and purpose. I am Catherine Lang, darer of big dreams, because you have a place to live the best life that you can. And when you dare to dream big and step bold, you can walk out that life. The only thing holding you back is you. When you make the choice to get out of your way, then you'll be able to live your extraordinary. And it's a lot easier to get out of your way when you have a better destination focus. You will also be able be a lot less likely to get lost and be able to stay on target if you know the plan for reaching that destination. When I turned 16, well, 3 days after my birthday, my friend and I were allowed to drive to a youth conference for the weekend. The event had set up local people to act as hosts so we'd have a place to stay while we were down there. But we had to drive to those different houses. And we had to get there ourselves. And the town where this was, it wasn't really a town, it's a city. It was Birmingham. And I knew all the streets. I'd literally ridden my bicycle on all the streets in the town where I was from. My driver's test required me to drive a single block in order to pass. So my experience behind the wheel was not very grand. But they gave us directions. And they mapped it out so that we could get there. But the map was by someone that was familiar with the area and not so much familiar with me. We were not familiar with the area. And did I mention I've only had my driver's license a few days, right? So we attempted to follow the map that had been provided. But because we didn't know the area, we didn't know the one who drawn the map, we didn't really have any point of reference for following it. And to be honest, we didn't know a whole lot about anything. We got lost a couple of times. Too often we go through life with a map we don't understand, drawn by someone we don't even know yet. And then we're shocked when we get lost. If you're going to live your big dreams and step bold into your possibilities, then you need to uncover the plan of God for your life. You have to learn to read the map. Push back on the expectations of others. Weed out the limitations you've allowed to root. Be willing to stretch out and get more flexible. Write out the promises and create I am statements. All of these will help you get to the place where you can be bold in purpose. But you have to make the move to embrace and believe and know the plan that God has set out for you to live. Living the unique design of you is not always easy in this world, because the world is determined to force you to conform. Conformity is the way. The more comfortable you are in you, the more you understand the plan, the bolder you will be in defying the conforming rules and restrictions. Just remember that it takes consistent investment to get there. And it's going to take even more focus to stay there. You have to wholly embrace the you that you were uniquely designed to be if you're going to live the life that you were designed to live. It's up to you. But the world is going to try to convince you that it's not. The world is going to try to show you that conforming is the only way. Conform or die. I think that's what the Borg said. But the point is, you have to assimilate. You have to assimilate into what the world has dictated, or you're not allowed to reach your final destination. But you're the only one that can make that determination. You are the only one that can stop you and you're the only one that can get you there. Every choice you make, every opportunity you choose to see and to step into, that is how you get to that life. That is how you break out of the rules that, and the conformity issues that have been laid before you. One little bit, one little step at a time, piled up together to your possibilities. It's your way. It's your design. It's your uniqueness. Nobody else can tell you unless you let them. It is a daily choice to live bold in your unique purpose, but it is the only way to arrive to your extraordinary life. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to work through these 5 ideas for embracing God's plan. This world can be a troubled place full of storms and negatives that are determined to drag you down and crush you. Hope makes a way. The Reflections and Hope newsletter seeks to instill the courage that your heart needs to live out a bold life grounded in hope. Visit www.hopeboost.com, that's HOPEBOOST, and sign up now to begin receiving your copy of Reflections and Hope.
This is Mason Hawks of the United Earth Central Corps. I've encountered an unidentified spacecraft that has refused to answer all attempts to communicate. It has reacted in a hostile manner and launched several combat fighters to engage me. My ship is damaged and I'm not going to make it, so I've done a memory scan and embedded it in this transmission. Please. I'm not sure how I got here or even where here is.
Can you boost the signal?
I woke up in the wreckage of a crashed shuttle. Is anyone receiving this? Can anyone out there hear me?
The relay satellite has been destroyed. My signal's too weak.
If you can hear this, you've got to warn Earth. We are being invaded.
There's no hope of warning Earth in time.
The aliens that shot down my shuttlecraft plan to take over UCC territory.
They surrounded the station.
I'm stranded on this primitive backwater planet and trapped in some kind of experimental biosuit. We are being attacked by some
There's
sort of...
There's too many of them.
Some sort of shape-changing alien beings. If you are receiving this, please, relay the warning to Earth.
Stars of the Conry by S.P. Dorning. Ask for it at your local bookstore or order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble today. Audio produced by SpiritBlade.net. Christian sci-fi and fantasy. Unsterilized, unsafe, unleashed.
Welcome back to Growing Hope, where we are talking about embracing the specific plan for you. I am Catherine Lang, your resident Hope Smith and focus coach. If you are struggling to understand your plan or to find the focus for walking it out, I'm here to help. Visit coachforfocus.com today to learn more. Now, we need other people there to encourage us. It's good to have others that can help us find the focus and live out our design, but we can't let others dictate the path. We can't give that power to others. We can't, I mean, we can, but we shouldn't, because it's our unique journey. The world is loud, and it's going to try all it can to distract you from your path, from the path of you. But when you have the right people, the encouraging people, the people that are going to support you and dare you to be all that you can be, even when the world starts to try and distract you, those purpose pillar people will be there to call you back to your focus. Now, I've always had people around me that dared me. Usually they were daring me to do a backflip off the bridge, but they were daring me. They were pushing me outside what should have been a comfort zone. But over the past few years, I've been connecting with people that dare me to not settle. I have been making intentional investments into groups and organizations that are overflowing with possibility thinkers and big dream believers. Not daydream believers, that's a whole different type of crew. But I have discovered that when you have these type of people in your life, when you have been intentional in investing in these type of people, they dare you to live outside the conformities of the world. And it fuels you to follow along in your own unique way. With each investment I've made, I've come to understand the unique me better. The more I'm around people that live their bold and purposeful lives, the more I start to find my own bold and purposeful life. The quickest way to live out your place and purpose is to understand and embrace the unique you and the plan that leads to that uniqueness. So first, you need to push back on the expectations of others. Now, they have told you what you need to do and what you should do and what you have to do. And you have to do it because your parents did it or your grandparents did it or whatever rule they have come up with that day. If you're going to uncover your heart seed, then you have to push back on all that stuff that's trying to cover up your heart seed. I graduated high school in the 80s, and there weren't a whole lot of women employed in the engineering field at the time. I had a natural gift for numbers, or I had a natural gift for taking tests, one of the two. But either way, my math grades were, and my aptitude tests always were through the charts, off the charts. So people around me would tell me I needed to go into engineering. I was told that I could make a great income and it'd be easy to get a job because I was a woman, blah, 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 blah. The same people that were looking at my grades never took time to look at my heart. If they had taken just a minute, they would have known it wasn't the path for me. Expectations rarely come from the heart. The more stuff that's been piled up on your heart seed, the more you will need to push back those expectations to begin to truly embrace the you that you're called to be. The second thing is to take time to weed out the limitations you've been allowing to root in your life. You have dictated that you can't. You can't because a lack of funds, a lack of space, a lack of time, a lack of education. But you have to choose to stop letting your lacks be the limits. There is always a way. It may not be the way others would take or even the way you originally saw it. But there is a way. My son wanted a captain bed. You know, one of those that's not quite a bunk bed and there's nothing underneath it. He wanted it so he could build a fort underneath his bed. All the captain beds that we could find were either too big for the space or way outside our budget, or both. But we had some brackets, and we had some wood left over from the addition project we had done on the front porch. So my other son and I built a captain bed. Now, it wasn't perfect, but it worked. Even better, when my son moved out of that room into his new space, we were able to modify the bed so that it still functioned for guests. Guests that didn't want to climb up into a bed and into a captain's bed, and guests that didn't need a fort. If there is a lack, then there is also a way. Change your focus to weed out the limitations. The third thing is to get flexible, and you have to move to create flexibility. If you don't move, your muscles get stiff and you get locked into place. Every November, for the last several years, I've taken on the challenge of National Novel Writing Month, usually with about a series of a dozen other challenges as well. But I embrace a good challenge, and writing 50,000 words in 1 month is right up my alley. I can't tell you how many times I've been so caught up in writing that I forgot to get up and move. And then the only reason I think about it is because my leg starts tingling because the blood has stopped flowing. When you have conformed to the walls of the world, that's what happens. You get fixed in place. The only way you may know that you're not moving is if your extremities start tingling. If you're fixed in place, you won't be able to get where you need to be. You may not be able to move at all. Stay flexible so you will be able to leave the person that you are now and become the person that you're supposed to be. The fourth thing is to determine the promises that have been offered for you. Take some time and dig into the Word to find the promises for you, about you, to you, and learn them for yourself. If you've always I have always been a why person. I don't know if about you, but I have always been one that I wanted to know why. If someone told me something, I'd ask why. I needed to get to the why of it. I'd pull apart pens and small appliances just to see the why of their workings. I wanted to know more. When I began digging into the Word or growing in my relationship with God, I invested in listening to others teach on the Word. I went through dozens of study guides. And then I started applying that whole why attitude. And not all teachers appreciate that, just for the record. But I began reading the Word on my own. And each time I came across a promise, I'd write it down. And then I dig deeper around that promise. I'd do word searches and I'd find related verses, or I'd read the same story in different places and compare. I wanted to know the promise, but I wanted to know the why of the promise. And as I began to grow up my understanding, I was in a position to stand in the promise. When you know something for yourself, then it's much harder for someone to talk you out of it. Finally, create some I am statements about your life. Write declarations about your plan and your path, and then say them until you believe them so much that others won't talk you out of them. Look at all the things that have been revealed when you've pulled back your the expectations of others, and when you've weeded out the limitations of lack that you've put on your life. Use your new flexibility to hold up what has been revealed in the promises that you found. And then declare it so. Say, I am, and fill in the blank. A few years back, I realized that I am was the phrase God used to name himself in the story of Exodus. You can read it in Exodus. Moses says, who do I say sent me? And God says, I am. So when we use I am, we are literally backing what we say with the name of God. So declare the I am that you want to be. God has a plan for you, and you are the only one that can stop you from walking at that plan. That doesn't mean there won't be a lot of things that are trying to convince you otherwise, but it is up to you. Dare to uncover and live God's plan for your life, and then you will live out the life that God designed you to live. You can live a bold life squarely set in your unique place in God's purpose, but you have to know and walk out His plan to make that your reality. Growing Hope needs to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up the preparations for uncovering God's plan.
Travel along with Cal, Preston, and Spencer as they search the Alabama Gulf Coast, Gulf Shores, and Fort Morgan to Dolphin Island, Fort Gaines, for a treasure hidden away by centuries.
You dare uncover the secrets held by Mystery Rock? Come along in Catherine C. Lang's new middle school tourism fictional novel series, Scouting Out Adventure. Get the first book, Mystery Rock, in paperback and ebook at Amazon.com or CatherineLang.com.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Start now living the life that you dream and desire to live. At Peculiar Productions, we help you uncover that heart seed so that you can harness your passion into a purposeful life. Visit www.pqproductions.com. That's PECUPRODUCTIONS. Dare to live outside the box and fulfill your dreams. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Growing Hope, where we have been uncovering the plan that will push us to live extraordinary. I am Catherine Lang, your purveyor of snarky rainbows, because I know that even twisted encouragement can push us into living bold. If you are ready for the next step of possibility living, you can learn more about Place and Purpose, the book that is this whole series is focused on, by visiting harnessyourwhy.com, or you can schedule your free jumpstart call with me today at coachforfocus.com. You can. It could stop there, because no matter what comes after that, it starts with those two words. You can. You can live your big dreams. You can be bold. You can have extraordinary. You can fly. You just have to. You have to know you, discover your plan, and go. And of course, you have to keep going until you get there. Because we homeschooled and because we live in the woods and our nearest neighbor is a mile away, we traveled quite a bit. It never failed to have at least one of the boys pipe up with the dreaded, you know, are we there yet statement or question. The first few times, I just said no. But as the years passed and I heard it too many times to count, I realized how silly the question was. So I began to respond more appropriately. Yes, we've already been there, turned around, and now we're headed home. Eventually they quit asking. If you know where you're going, then you will know when you get there. It's only when you don't know that you don't know. So take time to know. Discover God's plan for your life. You do that when you pull back the expectations of others, when you weed out the lacks, when you become flexible enough to move, when you determine the promises, and when you create a focus of I am. Begin to embrace and believe the you that you are designed to be so that you can live out your extraordinary life. It really is that simple. It's a matter of focused belief. The world's been rushing at you since the day you were born, demanding that you line up and conform to what it has declared. It does all it can do to cover up your unique design and mash it out of recognition. It's up to you to continue to discover the you that grows up from the heart seed that was planted in you at the beginning of time. And once you do, once you truly embrace that, even the world won't be able to stop you from fulfilling what you're called to be. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. You are the encouragement that fuels my possibility thinking every time we get together. Inflexibility has hindered my journey too many times and in way too many ways and for way too long. Sometimes it's been my personal flexibility, but sometimes I've allowed the inflexibility of others to crowd my focus and push me to conform. But when we hang out for these few moments, then I'm reminded to be my snarky rainbow self. To have fun in the going, because there's strength in that kind of focus. How can I encourage you? You can email me at contact@growinghope.com and with your questions or concerns, or you can join me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group to share your stories and struggles and breakthroughs. The more we share, the bolder we grow. Let's get together. Let's have fun, make friends, and find ways to be relentlessly helpful. It really will make a difference in the day. If you want to talk more, you can always schedule a free call with me by visiting coachforfocus.com. Just click the schedule appointment button and choose the time that works for you. You've got this. One little bit at a time. One focus at a time. One defined plan at a time. You will be all that you are designed to be when you make the choice to go there. I am Catherine Lang, here to tell you that hope makes a difference because every day holds a promise of more. Every action contains the power of possibility. It is not about what the world says. It is not about what the world shows. The world is trying to delude you into conforming. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.